And in 3, 2, 1, we have liftoff.
You are listening to the Discerning Eye Podcast, discerning all things cannabis, with your hosts, Alan Villatoro, Aaron Luna, and Brianna Grignon.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Discerning Eye. I am Alan Villatoro. I am joined here by
Aaron Luna
and Brianna Grignon.
We're over here at the Summit Lounge in Worcester on Water Street, where they're graciously always hosting us. In fact, they'll host anybody. So if you want to come down and hang out, this is a great spot to do it. And it provides a good opportunity for us to put to test some of these products that we're going to be selling in our store. You know, and I think it allows us an opportunity to kind of discuss them in an open topic as we, you know, open them, as we look at them, as we test them. And I think given that we're going to be selling these, it's important for us to get to know them. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about here. So we're going to look at some vapes, some vaporizers, specifically some dry herb vaporizers. But before we even jump into that, I mean, I kind of want to hear from, you know, everybody's viewpoint here on what they know about them and what they've seen about them. So why don't we, I don't know, Aaron or Brianna want to?
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a lot of misunderstanding too about dry vaporizers. They're not as common on the market. The knowledge part of it, like we always talk about, is key. So, you know, Alan, you've taught me a lot more about it from working in the industry and one of the biggest companies in the Commonwealth. It's still even new to me. But from the two vaporizers that we are going to be talking about today, you know, it's a very interesting, different dynamic of smoking. And, you know, like I just said, everyone likes their process of rolling up, believe it or not, packing these and kind of putting everything together and seeing the different functioning parts of it is pretty cool. It's a process in itself. So I think it's a really good, really good change.
I love that.
Yeah, I think there's a certain component, certain stigma associated with cannabis use and in general, you know, that it has to be smoked in order for it to be used. In fact, actually, flower accounts for the largest percentage of sales in the state when you consider pre-rolls and just regular flower is eighths and, you know, bulk. And so it tells you that it's still prevalent in the state. But what most people don't know is that there's other ways to consume that flower than just rolling it up and smoking it or combusting it rather, and then or putting it through a bong or a bowl. There's other ways to enjoy it even through that bong with some of these vaporizers, and we're kind of excited to talk about them. We're excited to test them. We're excited to bring them to market, and we're excited to talk about them with our customers. So, you know, that's I see Erin over there. She's packing up one of them right now. She's
so
grinding
exciting.
Up some of the, you know, some flour. I don't know what she's grinding up, but she's using
Midnight.
There you go, Teak and Midnight.
From, my go-to, yep.
It's a nice 1-to-1 CBD THC strain offered by Teak and, it's a great flower. And she's using one of these nice flour mill vapor grinders, and so we're excited to test these out as well. So, the dry herb vaporizers, flower vaporizers. You know, flour is what is known for, but I think sometimes as people get confused and they don't know what the flour is. Do you ever get that question?
My favorite conversation to have when a customer comes in is, you know, when you say, what are you looking for today? You looking for flour, some pre-rolls? And people kind of look at you funny, like, what is flour? You know, and that's the thing, you know,
it's
like
so
we...
It's so true.
It is, you know, and everyone has their different lingo, but the other thing is everyone has a different understanding, you know? So where people are used to burning, you know, in a joint or in a blunt, vaporization, you know, takes a little different approach to it. You know, you're vaporizing those nice terpenes in your cannabinoids without actually burning it and having those harmful chemicals coming in, because they still do, you know.
Right.
You know, people often say you better smoke a joint rather than a cigarette. Well, believe it or not, you know, they pretty much almost have very similar side effects, you know.
Still, you're still burning or combusting something, so you're producing harmful chemical agents. But, you know, it's the easiest way that a lot of people know how to consume it. It's the most probably familiar way outside of edibles that people know how to consume it. So I can, you know, I can understand that it's the easiest way people, or the most familiar way that people, comfortable, I guess, way that people want to use it. And sometimes they're intimidated to try new products, intimidated to try new accessories. And But at the end of the day, if flower is what you like, you got to find a device that's going to, you know, help bring out some of the best qualities of that flower so you can really, you know, discern the difference between flowers.
Love it.
And discern. Yeah, exactly. You
like
that?
There's that name.
Well, that's the whole intent of it, is to really make our buyers more discerning customers.
Yep.
And really, you can't do that unless you can really identify and make distinction, you know, between strains, cultivars. And sometimes combusting it isn't the best way to do that. It can mm-hmm. be challenging for a lot of people to do that. Not only, you know, harmful, but it also, it's got a different stigma associated because it's smoke, you know.
Yep.
Most places don't even allow you to smoke cigarettes or cigars.
Right.
And so there's a certain
and
stigma.
And vaporizers
exactly.
now, you know.
Yeah. So we're lucky in that we get to find some of these best products,
yep.
test them, put them yep. through the ringer, and then bring them to market.
That's right.
You know?
Right. Give honest feedback.
Yeah. You know, it's for me, it's a generational gap, I think. You know, if you're more seasoned, I don't want to, you know, use the term old, because I'm old as fuck. But it is a generational thing because, you know, for me, the go-to was a joint, or
yep.
you rolled a joint.
Yeah.
And if you could get your hands on a glass pipe, great, you hit the jackpot. And you know, that's all you knew, but you know, entering the space, you know, joining the cannabis industry, you know, I started to get my feet wet, in the vaping world and learning more about it. And, it's better on your lungs. And you're actually enjoying the flower. You're tasting it. It doesn't taste stale. You can smell all the terpenes. You can taste the terpenes. It's a different event. It's a different sesh. And man, I would never go back. I would never go back to smoking a joint. However, you know, people always argue and say, well, it's so convenient, right? It's so convenient to just grab a joint, light it up, go. We've got a fantastic, vape, dry herb vape in front of us right now that I want to mm-hmm. talk a little bit about. Folks, this is called the Rogue, the HR Rogue.
By Healthy Rips.
By Healthy Rips. And I got to tell you, first off, if y'all listened to the past podcast that we've had, y'all know me by now that I'm like a packaging junkie, where I'm so tuned in with what the packaging looks like, the contents in the packaging and all that. So it's a pretty good sized box that it comes in. It's got quite a few labels on the front. It talks about hot air extraction, how this device can heat up in 25 seconds. USB charging.
And it does only take like 20
minutes. Yeah. He's putting it to the test. I love the fact that, and we're gonna post some pictures of this alongside the podcast just so you can visually see this. This Rogue, it's got a digital screen. It's
an OLED screen.
Yeah, it's
I don't know what OLED means.
It's pretty cool. it's got the adjustable timer on it. And inside
it's organic light emitting diode.
There you go. I love it. He's getting all technical over there, all wordy.
Right.
So yeah, it's got the Brianna's like, yep, I'm experiencing it. So it's got the manual in it. It's got the USB charging kit in it. It even comes with, folks, hold your breath here. It comes with tweezers. I mean, you know,
it's a little cleaning kit. You know, it's nice.
They thought of everything. Woo! And you know, this device. Not only does it vibrate
and
the screen lights up,
it
is so freaking sleek looking. So it's palm size. And I love, you know.
Right, it is palm size. That's so nice about it.
It's palm size. It's almost like, remember those small, like little,
you know what I mean?
It's almost like a little beeper, right?
Phone. It's like a little pager. Yeah.
You could honestly.
Pager beeper.
You can fit it right in.
Wait, no. For those in the crowd that don't know what a pager beeper is, maybe we should describe it.
Maybe we should describe it.
No, it's cool, though, because, like, you know, women in the audience right now, our pockets are extremely small for no reason. I could just fit this in my pocket. So, you know, it's nice.
Well,
it's compact, you know.
So I'm not a pocket person, but for me, I want to know that I'm putting something, I'm sorry to say, classy, high quality in my nice handbag.
Yeah.
So this has like a nice outer
nice
metal, what
accessory.
Would you call it? It's like a powdered metal finish Doesn't it say on the
it's
box,
pretty
actually?
You
know, I didn't bring my box because mine was already pre-opened. So I brought these here so that part of what we're hoping to achieve here is Brianna and Aaron are going to, you know, unbox these here, which we've already started to do
cover.
That. We've done a quick burn-off on them, which we recommend you do with every new device, which basically you just want to take any new device you take, whether it's battery-operated or butane-operated, meaning torch-operated. You want to give it a good cleaning, maybe do one or two burn-offs.
Yep.
You know, just
always recommend a nice burn-off. You know, anything with a fresh metal, you know, polish, anything like that, which is basically everything you're going to buy, you want to burn off that taste. You know, when you get a new product, any seasoned vets out there, as we want to call it, you're going to get that, you know, weird kind of metally taste.
It's a
machine. Right,
you know? It still comes from the shop. They do their best to clean it, but it's always best to clean them. I personally take them all apart. I clean them all with Everclear, and then, you know, which is just grain alcohol. And then you just put them back together and then give them a good two-time burn-off or something. And then I feel comfortable using them. So we've done that here with these. We've given them a burn-off. They're clean. We've got some swabs here that the Summit Lounge has provided, which they just provide everything
they're
you need.
They're killing it with the music.
Seriously,
again, right now.
And they got everything you need here. You got ashtrays, you got
coffee,
you got, you know, it's everything you need. So, yeah, so you've done a burn-off, and they're palmable.
I couldn't figure out the construction of it, I'm sorry to say.
It's like a
soft, like...
Like, almost like a rubbery metal, right?
Rubbery, yeah, you know, like
metal.
The phone cases.
Yeah,
like a nice, like it's like, you know, the non-slip phone case.
Yeah,
covers,
there you
kinda,
go.
Yep. You know,
although it's like metal though, so it's like a real solid
it's
build.
Durable,
handheld.
It literally
palmable.
Fits in the palm of your hand. I mean, this is something that you could be, you know, when you're having a meeting or you're in a conversation,
just pull it out of nowhere.
Yeah, have it in your hand. It's a great conversational starter, because then people are going to be like, "What is that sleek?" looking device that you have in your hand, tell me about it.
One of the best things about this is it's meant to use flour.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So you actually get to taste flour, vaporize it, enjoy the benefits of it, you know, control the temperature if you want, you know, maybe it helps you control the effects a little bit more.
Yep.
Yeah, it's got a couple of different tips. So the way that we're learning to get the tip off is you got to kind of rotate the top of the head off. Almost like you got to pivot it, you know,
I did it.
And
I'm getting
when you
better,
take it off, it's like a quarter of the device is what comes off, really. And that's like the different mouthpieces, attachments that you can have to it.
More and more confident.
So it's a really nice, feels good in the palm. It warms up a little bit when it's, you know, when it's being used, but not aggressive, right?
Right. You know, and the flavor profile, you know, that I got from that hit was very nice. I don't know what you guys felt about that, but it was a nice clean rip, you know, it wasn't overpowering, as I was saying, you know, baby rips are for me. But it didn't feel like it was overpowering right off the bat, because, you know, you have to kind of ease yourself into it, figure out what you like, but I didn't get hit in the face. The other thing I wanted to touch upon, too, is, like you said, some people may be a little weary on using something like an electronic vaporizer. They're just like, I'd rather smoke a joint. Just from sitting here right now, it's a pretty basic concept. So that's the thing. We're offering to consumers a really basic opportunity to step into it, but it's going to enhance your experience 10 times, you know, tenfold. So I think that, you know, don't be so weary. Put your new foot out forward and try new products, because this thing is pretty cool.
And it's such a simple device. So what you do is once you remove that, you know, the mouthpiece area, it exposes the little chamber, right? It's like a little cylinder, and it probably fits about 0.15 grams. It's a real small amount that it holds. I mean, it's not going to fit an entire amount for a joint, because the thing about vaporization is it's far more effective than combustion. You know, I've seen some data where it was like, you know, 95%, you know, more effective, 95% effective compared to like a 16 to 20% effectiveness of combusting the same flour.
Right, right. And the thing is it hits pretty much just as fast, you know, as burning, if not a little bit quicker, I feel.
You know, it's funny because you think, most people say that it takes a little bit longer for the effect to take, like maybe an extra minute at most. But, yeah, so opening that up, it's nice. It's real quick. It's kind of like you pivot it off, open it, exposes a little chamber. You take some of your pre-ground flour, and you just drop it in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put the lid back on. You know, you kind of pivot it in, and it clicks in. And then it's got three buttons. That's it. No more. A power button.
Mm-hmm.
Lets you check the battery level, which this thing goes forever. without charging it. Seriously, regardless of whether you're a light user or a heavy user, this thing lasts a long time. So I'm kind of excited to hear your thoughts on it after some usage on them. But anyways, three buttons.
Yep.
Triple click it to start it. It's got two different modes, on-demand and session. You know the difference?
On-demand is probably what for one hit. I only did session, and it stayed on. It had the timer where, you know, it was staying warm before, so I'm assuming your session is going to be your nice sit down, take a few rips, you know, over your own time period. But
so, yeah, exactly. So there's two types of vaporizers, I guess. There's a session and there's an on-demand. The difference is session keeps it on the entire time. You're just, you know, puffing on it whenever you want. In this case, it's convection, which means it's full hot air passing through. It's not actually heating it from the side, so it's only when you're drawing on it that it's heating the air. So it allows it to be on demand.
And conserve bud.
Correct, yeah. So you can literally turn it on, let it heat up, take a couple of puffs on it, click it off, you know, and then put it away, come back and turn it on later, and, you know.
25-second heat up time. How can you beat that?
You'd be surprised how little flour you go through, how much better it'll taste.
I'm thumbing through, reading the reviews on this, and
we did our research when we found products like these to bring forward, and we're excited to, you know, to talk about them. So, yeah, I mean, what are your first impressions on, you know, what they look like?
I really enjoy the look of it. I know personally for vaporizers, anything, I really like something that can fit in the palm of your hand. Discretionary, on the go use is nice, you know. Everyone looks for that, or just in bed at your house, in your living room. It's a quick enough process that, you know, you're not, it's like I said, rolling up, you know, it's quick enough process where it's not going to take you too much time. Yeah. You know, you just put your butt in there, like Alan said, heat it up and you're really good to go. So I think this is really going to offer something new to the consumer that people aren't really used to. You know, you're not walking around with that burnt marijuana smell
it's not so invasive like when you use it, you know?
Right, you know, and especially now that cannabis is becoming more common, you know, just like alcohol, we need to give options to people.
Nice big clouds.
Yep.
Yes. You would almost think you're blowing out smoke. Seriously, every time I've used a device like this and people see it, they assume that it's smoke and they can't understand the difference. And the difference is just purely that one of them actually gets to the point where it combusts, you know, and so it's a high temperature. The other one, you're just vaporizing the substance on the plant itself. So think of it as like putting something in the oven, you know, and letting it get heated that way and cook that way instead of putting it directly over the flame.
Right.
You know, the conduction side of things is putting, you know, a saucepan down and cooking it on top of that. Mm-hmm. You know,
I just can't get over the discreetness of it. I mean, just fits in the palm of your hand. I like to study like the different temperatures, you know, cause they always tell you like how first time, you know, beginners, should start at like 375 degrees.
You can even go lower.
You know, for me, I'm just watching the timer right now. So automatically after you, click it three times,
triple click it. That's what turns it on.
It brings it to, 380 degrees. But I love the fact that it's a digital screen, folks. It's got a timer on it and it's counting down the seconds of when that temperature is going to drop.
It tells you the temperature first as it's climbing to get to that temperature. Mm-hmm. It buzzes to let you know it's there, ready to use. And then it starts a timer. Yep. You know, basically so that it doesn't stay heated on too long if you're not using it. And it shouldn't take you that long, whether it's a session or not. Mine specifically right now is 240 seconds, so that gives us, you can sit here and just...
That's a good short conversation to be having with somebody, and, you know, good conversation starter, you know?
Right. So, you know, it allows you to...
Damage that music again.
It allows you to really customize and tailor it so that you know... You know how long you want to go for.
Love the glass mouthpiece. Definitely like the glass.
And like we talked about the customization part of it. You know, there's a couple different options with the glass adapter piece and then the glass mouthpiece. It's nice because you can use it in so many different aspects. You know, like you said, it's not just a vaporizer in and of itself. You can use it with many other products. So it's kind of cool.
So we have and we're gonna have it in the store is a WPA, they call it, a water piece adapter, and for those of us who have the bongs, you know, that, that like to pass or to, you know, use it through water, you know, or ice to cool it a little bit before using it. So this allows you to connect it to any device, you know, any bong that you would normally use anyways, and just use it like normal. It just cools the vapor that much more. But it's a really good option to have if you enjoy using it through water. So this specific one, I brought two different mouthpieces for it. One is just a traditional mouthpiece that comes with it. It's just a plastic. It's actually glass lined. And then one is a glass mouthpiece that extends outward.
I like the glass one.
So one of them is a little bit more discreet. I like the glass one better. It allows you to actually use whatever glass stem you might want. I'm actually using a different stem, a dimpled stem, from a different device, which is pretty cool that they're interchangeable.
Yep.
Fits right in. It's got a like a gasket on it, like an O-ring, so it slides right into the top. Seals it, and then you just the way it works is it's got a little hole at the bottom that allows the air to enter before it heats it, and then it passes it over the flower, and then it just vaporizes it. So it's fantastic. So this one is the Healthy Rips. Final thoughts on it?
You know, like we said, this is the unboxing, and I think we will circle back to these, you know, after a little bit of usage. But so far, I really like it. You know, the design's beautiful. We'll see how that opening the chamber part happens over time, you know, but far, so good.
It's going to be interesting to hear your opinions on it after, you know, a couple of, I guess, some usage on it. So we're going to circle back to these devices. But that was the Healthy Rips by the Rogue by Healthy Rips.
Yep.
Aaron, I know you've been looking at some of the reviews, and I mean
they're just insane. I mean, I'm on the page where it's showing the actual kit and then all the different accessories. Like you can actually get a curved glass piece, so it almost looks like a little straw coming out of it. Listen, folks, the device is so cool. You know, I've tried it out, and I don't know. I'm torn between what I've been using. So I've been using a completely different dry herb vape, which I won't discuss with you now. We'll wait and do it in a different podcast because I already, you know, told Alan I'm going to need like an hour to talk about it. but you know, you're talking about, you know, two different, you know, dry herb vapes, and this one, it's just I like the simplicity of it. I like the on the go. And trying the Tikkun Midnight in this, holy smokes. I mean, the flavors just come right out. It's easier on the lungs.
Much easier on the lungs because you're not actually introducing any harmful, you know, combusted agents, harm. It's a night and day difference. Your lungs will thank you. Not only that, you'll actually enjoy your flower and you won't have to worry about smelling like it immediately after.
Right.
So it's hard to believe that these devices actually can accomplish these things.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, they're there. We're finding them. We're going to bring them to you. So that's Healthy Rips the Rogue by Healthy Rips.
Yep.
We're going to move on to our next device. So the unboxing of this was kind of exciting because I know we have two different colors that we're going to offer.
Brianna, take us through it. Tell us about the box.
Yeah, no, so I got the black one. Aaron did get the gray one. So the boxes are a little different looking, but it's very sleek. It kind of catches your eye. It has a little silver on it. It's nice. You know, it has a couple, like we said, of the stickers on the outside, just about on-demand and convection options. It's pretty basic, you know, packaging, which I like personally. You know, if I want to read about it, I'm opening it up and I'm looking into it. So I liked this one. You know, this guy, the X-Max V3 Pro, it's nice and sleek. You know, it's one of your taller vaporizers. It's not as compact.
Like a pen vaporizer.
Yep,
right?
Yep, a pen vaporizer. Not as compact, you know, so it's not always like at the top of my list to go, but I actually really enjoy this one. The way, you know, the difference that I'm looking at it right now, just before even turning it on, the air holes are up at the top and your hand's not gonna cover it,
right.
Which I like. Right. So it looks nice, you know, it has that nice light up screen, the electric screen that just tells you, you know, while it's heating up, it actually shows you a nice little coffee cup. It's kind of cute. It flashes the coffee cup. reminds me of my Keurig.
Love it. It does.
And then, you know, so it shows you the temperature it's heating up to. Once it gets there, you know, it keeps that coffee cup up there. It shows you your temp. Again, it has the on-demand session options, and it's really nice.
People are raving about the great battery life on these. I mean, I'm looking at the reviews, and that's one thing that is just drawing my attention right now about the battery life.
Right. So the battery life, there's a difference between this one and the other one in that the other one, the Rogue, it does not come with a removable battery. This does come with a removable battery. So you can extend the battery life just by carrying another battery. So you can, you know, in fact, I personally would recommend charging these externally and introducing them to the device once charged. I find it puts less strain on the battery, and it's just, I think, a safer way to charge the battery and preserve the life of your device. So when we sell these, I think it's going to be important that we let our customers know that, you know, we want to extend the life of them. But, I would say it's like a 1x1-inch cube, right? That's like, what, like, I don't know, maybe 6-7 fingers high, I guess is the best way I would describe it. You know, it's like when you describe a scotch. Yeah, I'll have 4 fingers, please. I would say this is probably 8 fingers high, right?
Yep.
And that's what it is, like a 1x1x1 cube.
Yep.
And you the top of it is magnetic. And
comes off a lot easier than the other one, you know, which is nice. And it has the nice interchanging tops, too, that are available to you to purchase. But so far, you know, it has a nice small chamber, just like the other one, you know, just like you're going to find in any dryer vaporizer. Right. But
it's enough where, you know, it fills enough flour in there to allow you to really enjoy it. It still, I think, has enough. So I use the glass mouthpiece on this.
Yep.
It's real easy to interchange them. Literally, you just pull off the top because it's magnetic and it comes right off and it exposes the flour chamber, which is, again, a little circular. So there are actually dosing caps that fit both, believe it or not, in both of these devices. I think they're almost interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look into it. We'll look into it and see if that's the case once I get my hands on some. But, it's a round chamber cylinder, and you fill it. The top will just magnetically pull back on, and then mine's a little glass piece that's probably sticks out about an inch and a half. Looks like Brianna's using the other one.
Yeah, I'm just using the one that came on the top of it. I actually like this, you know, even though normally I'm not a huge fan of, like, plastic mouthpieces, but this is pretty nice.
Yeah. So, while you guys, I just want to read you something really quick. I'm still, like, fixated on this battery life, folks. So this guy writes in and he puts, "I tracked the battery life from several perspectives. In session mode, I got 18 bulls, 90 hits, and 48 minutes of runtime. And in on-demand mode, I got 13 bowls, 63 hits, and 31 minutes of runtime. All of my hits were full length until the vape timed out." Holy shit. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, this battery life, I mean, it just seems to be all anybody is raving about with these V3 Pros.
Well, that's the thing, you know, finding a product with a good battery life is really hard. I'm excited to see. I'm going to put this to the test, I think, over the next week about the battery life. But it'll be interesting, you know, just because it is an external battery and kind of seeing how that works without a first, you know, an initial charge. I'm excited to test this out, you know. That's something that's not common.
Yeah, that's the thing is I think you're going to have to charge it internally until you get a charger for it, because the batteries that it uses are not a traditional battery. It's a high drain battery. It looks like a regular, like a bigger size A battery, but it's not made the same way. So they're not, you know, they do require a little bit more care. So that's why, you know, at first you're probably gonna have to charge it in within the device. But I would recommend just getting an external charger for it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that battery is so common throughout the device world for vaporizers, and I have literally, I think, 6 of them. So
they come in 2 different colors, right? They come in black. I've got the gray, pretty sleek looking. Again, 3 buttons.
I've got the water piece adapter too at the WPA, and it's pretty sweet. I'm actually going to test it here through the little, it's like a little tiny bubbler, you know, just to see what it's like.
I should have gotten
You know, it cools it off nicely. And it's, so the adapter fits, it looks like it's a taper 10 to 14 millimeter, top.
Yep.
So it'll adapt to just about any 10 to 14 millimeter tip that you might have, which is nice. So it doesn't have to be 10 or 14. It can be either one. And it runs through water, I currently have mine set at 400 degrees, but it's just as easy as holding down the button and increasing it or decreasing it. This one actually goes as high, I think, as 428. Yep, mm-hmm. It does. Okay. Mm-hmm. And even at 428, I'm going to test it and see whether it'll actually combust at 428. 428 is pushing the limits of it. I don't think this device, that temperature, will still allow it to get to that point of combustion. But we're going to quickly test it here, and then I think as you go through your rounds of testing, it's going to be important or kind of interesting to hear your thoughts on it and see what happens. So we're going to put this through.
I'm interested to see how much smoke it's going to produce and if it's really going to get it to that, you know, heating point. So how does that feel? Vigor caution.
I mean, it definitely cools the vapor down a lot, you know, and this is such a little guy here that the Summit Lounge allows you to rent if you're a member here, which I am. So it's kind of nice, and it definitely cools it down a lot. And I'm just going to quickly check the flower, and it's still kind of green, you know.
Yep. Is it?
For such a big cloudy hit, you'd think it'd be, you know, completely kicked.
On the highest temp, yeah.
Yeah. One thing about ABV, it's called, or already vape bud, or already been vaped, it's still reusable. People don't know that. In fact, it's been activated or decarboxylated, which means that ingesting it will likely result in a much different high than just eating a traditional edible.
Right. So. Well, that's the thing, you know, you want to repurpose as much as you can. You know, especially in the cannabis industry, people don't realize the versatility of product even when you vaporize it. And, you know, as you make edibles, we talk about decarbing and all of that process. This really does the trick for you. So if you're going to sit there, you know, and you want to get something out of your bud before you're going to put it into an edible, I highly recommend looking into what happens to the bud when you vaporize it. You kind of hit two birds, one stone here if you're really versatile mm-hmm. in, you know, your consumption methods.
Yeah. I feel like you're getting, I'm going off a tangent here. I feel like you're getting more bang for your buck. I mean, does that sound like corny? I mean, well, I feel like I'm using less flour, but it still tastes the fucking same, if not better, than if I were packing... sorry, I just dropped an F-bomb. than if I were packing a... Well, we're all 21 plus.
That's true.
I dropped the F-bomb, folks. What was I just saying?
Sinner.
That it's... Now I'm lost.
What was I just... better bang for your buck. I feel like... You know, compared to, you know, packing a glass bowl, I'm using less flour. I'm getting it at the right temperature setting. My lungs are loving me for it. And on top of it, I'm tasting the freaking flour. And guess what? I'm not using like a shit ton.
Well, the other thing is, you know, I have bad lungs from black market vaporizers. Whole other topic, guys. Don't buy black market. But with that being said, I haven't coughed once, and I'm definitely a cougher when I smoke, you know, but obviously from combustion. So this has been nice. Haven't had one cough. I'm living my life. This is good.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool because we've gotten both of these devices in the last week, and both of you are being introduced to them tonight. And so we're going to get a real quick, comparison and first impressions from the two of you, and then... we're going to circle back to these in a couple of, in one of our next podcasts, likely our next one, and try to get your feedback after running it through, you know, through the ringer for a week and see, you know, get your thoughts on it.
Yeah. Initial thoughts, just comparing the two, you know, I, like I said, I like convenience. I like discretion. When I'm out in public, you know, I like to microdose. I like to be able to enjoy my stuff throughout the day.
We may need more than a week on these.
Right. So, you know, off of rip, I love the Rogue. I think that it's nice, compact, discreet. It feels heavy, so it's like one of those things, as long as you don't have a glass mouthpiece, if you drop it, it's not going to break.
You're not afraid of it.
Like, you're not, you know, walking on eggshells with it, which is nice. You know, the other guy over here, our V3 Pro, it's nice, too. It has a little weight to it. You know, again, I like things that I can fit in places, pockets, and whatever. The V3 Pro is a little different than that. However, I am liking, I'm liking for some reason the flavor receptor I'm getting on the V3 Pro a little bit more. But like we said, you know, try a few different ones.
I like the flavor on the V3 better, but I do like the ease of I don't know, the way that the Rogue fits in your palm.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about it.
Right.
Yeah. I was gonna say I'm digging the Rogue, but I, you know, I need to spend more time with both of them.
The Rogue also comes with a cute little cover for like the top of it. That so like if so you can throw it in your purse and you know you're not gonna get like
so
anything
cute.
Gross in it, so that's also really nice.
I love it. Good job, Healthy Rips. You were
And the cool thing about the X Max is it's, you know, full convection, full on demand. So it's sleek. It's almost like a, like I said, like a pen.
Like a brand.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like a pen case. No, you know what it's like, those sunglasses cases, the really slim ones, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what it's like, except it's a full on dry herb vape. It takes about 20 seconds to heat up. And I just put it through the test on the little adapter here for the water piece. And I got some really nice dark ABV, and it was really good throughout the whole thing. Smooth and really quick. And at the price point, we're excited to bring these devices to market. And we're excited to have our customers, or purveyors, talk to our customers about them. So
I'm excited that you're excited.
I can't wait to use the adapter for the glass water piece with my frozen bong. Oh, that's going to be a nice
life.
Rip.
It's going to change your life.
Well, I got to tell you, not only was this exciting to learn about two vapes tonight, it's also always exciting to be able to come down to the Summit Lounge and test out all these products, test out new flower, new strains, edibles, great coffee, great conversation. Come down, y'all. Come see us. I just said y'all. Who am I?
Yeah.
Come down, you all. I know I'm swearing tonight. I'm saying y'all. Come down. Meet us at the Summit Lounge on Wednesdays. We're going to be here podcasting it up, telling you everything that we know, that we have learned. And obviously, we want to share with the entire world, the community, that, you know, we're carrying and will be carrying some top quality products.
Absolutely. I'm excited to introduce it to the market, you know. Even as a regular consumer myself, these are all new to me, and I can't even imagine how many others don't know about it, you know. So yeah. Seasoned veterans and all, you still have something new to learn every day, folks.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Learning never stops, folks, when you're in the cannabis space.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to wrap it up. Another episode here of The Discerning Eye here from the Summit Lounge. And we're excited to continue sharing more content with everyone. So be sure to follow us on all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're excited to bring these products to you soon to be open. Continue following us for updates, and we will connect with you all soon. Hope to have you all join us soon. Again, this is Alan Villatoro.
I'm Erin Luna.
And I'm Brianna Grignon.
The Discerning Eye.
Thank you for listening to the Discerning Eye podcast with Alan Villatoro, Erin Luna, and Brianna Grignon of Discerned Cannabis Purveyors. Stay tuned for more podcasts and keep up to date with Discerned Cannabis Purveyors by visiting their website at discernedcannabis.com. That's DISCERND cannabis.com.